let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The historical romance biography, Finding Harry, A True Love Story by Judy Prescott, is about her grandparents' lives, her grandfather particularly. He was born in the workhouse, brought up by his grandparents after his mother married when he was 4 years old, enlisted in the Army at 20, shortly before meeting Ada, his wife. They were together for less than a month before he was posted to India and China, and he was away for 6 years. Ada died at 38. He lost his children to family members, all separated, and he was left alone, and died at 73 on a park bench near the churchyard where his wife and young daughter were buried. Judy Prescott is a widow of 5 years, mother of 2 grown children and 6 grandsons. Originally from Bristol, England, she has lived in South Wales for 35 years, Wales, her grandmother's territory. Writing has occupied her time since ill health halted being able to work a full-time job. Judy continues to write about life in her novels, author of a number of books, including Living for a Reason, A True Cancer Journey. Finding Harry, A True Love Story, a beautifully written story of a family brought up during wartime, and author Judy Prescott joins us from South Wales via Skype on This Week in America. Judy, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
What a remarkable job you've done with this book. It's an inspiring story, a fascinating story. Reviewers really love the book. They're looking forward to a sequel, a follow-up, and we'll talk about that as the interview progresses. First of all, what was the inspiration for writing this book? Why did you decide to write this story, Finding Harry, A True Love Story?
My sister and I were tracing our grandparents' history and family descendants, my grandfather Harry in particular. He was an elusive person to us, and our mother hadn't divulged too much about his past. She hadn't known that much, really. We were intrigued, to be honest, and wanted to know more. What we discovered about Harry was a story so unique that I felt a need to write it down. I'd never written a book before, so I joined a creative writing group to help me complete the book and do it justice. Discovering who our grandfather really was had changed our opinion of him. There was so much more to him than we realised. And visiting the areas of the United Kingdom he'd been brought up in was inspirational. His story needed to be told.
And you've done it so well. Judy Prescott, our guest, coming from South Wales on This Week in America. The book is Finding Harry, A True Love Story. You'll find the book available at Amazon. Judy's website is judyprescott.ampbk.com. Give you that throughout the program. And, of course, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned you've written other books as well. What is your favorite among the books that you've written? What has brought you the most joy in writing it?
Finding Harry will always be my favorite. He was my grandfather, after all. The way he lived in his later years was unique to him and misunderstood by many. A man full of character and yet a burden to no one, he'd managed in his own way after his wife's untimely death.
Are there more books that you're in the process of writing?
I've written, so far, 8 have been published, including Finding Harry. There are 2 more in the process of being published, which will take a little while before they come out. Some are nonfiction, my breast cancer journey and my late husband's lung cancer journey. Granddad's Babies highlights my late husband's bond with 2 of our grandsons, and A Time to Remember is our 45 years together, 43 years married.
These books are so personal for you. You've done an excellent job of telling these stories in a very relatable way. You've also written fiction books. Talk about those and the difference in writing fiction.
Yeah, I've done some fiction books. Areas of Beauty, Coastal Towns, and in Dolly Daydreamer in Portugal, which is a place we visited a lot and loved. Devon was frequented often when the children were younger, as was Somerset, places in England. Creating a little mystery and drama changed them from being books of romance even though the intrigue eventually led to romance. I enjoy reading romance books myself.
Our guest on the program, coming to us via Skype from South Wales, is Judy Prescott. She's the author of Finding Harry, A True Love Story. Let's talk about what went into this book. It's a very personal book for you, as you mentioned. How much research did you do for Finding Harry?
A lot. Harry was initially an unknown entity where his childhood and growing up was concerned. He'd not really spoken much about his upbringing to his family. Birth, marriage and death certificates, censuses, electoral rolls, and his full army records pieced together who he was and where he'd come from, with a few skeletons in the closet, which Mum hadn't known anything about. Visiting the places relevant to him alone opened eyes on his earlier existence, and talking to my mother had her remembering her father and her past with him. His life was remarkable and a poignant reminder of how things were back then and how things have changed over the years.
It's a fascinating account of that time, the tumultuous family relationships, all of that, to being involved in the military. All of that is brought out in Judy's book, and she does it so well, Finding Harry, A True Love Story. I mentioned that everyone is saying, boy, there's more to the story. We love the history. We love the places. We love the dates. We feel a connection to your family. Will there be more on Harry's family? And I'm just going to ask you briefly. I don't want you to give too much away, but is there going to be a sequel? And if so, a little bit maybe about the plans for that sequel.
Yeah, I've recently completed a sequel to Finding Harry, and the book highlights his life before his death and how his descendants have fared since. It's not all chocolate and roses, far from it, I'm afraid. Sad and happy times. The trials and tribulations of life itself is never easy. Harry's relatives have coped with a lot throughout the years and will continue to do so well into the future.
What do you hope the goal is for the book? What do you hope the takeaway is for the average reader reading Finding Harry, A True Love Story? What do you hope we get from this?
I want to see it in a movie. It's been my dream. It's a unique and compelling tale and a true story, one I would love to see on the big screen. Seeing his book available for purchase in major bookstores worldwide would cheer me up no end. Harry would be a proud man, I'm sure. My guilty pleasure, and you might laugh, would be to see Dustin Hoffman playing Harry Tracy, my grandfather, in a movie for all to see. That's probably being a little bit optimistic.
Well, I'm not laughing. In fact, I'm thinking I can see your grandfather portrayed by Dustin Hoffman and doing it quite well. There, we've cast the movie already. So if you're a movie producer listening, we've got the big part done. You've got the book written. You've got the lead actor portrayed already. So you can go ahead and contact Judy and get information on making it into a movie. Judy Prescott's website is judyprescott.amp.com. Book, of course, available worldwide, Amazon, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Judy, this book, as you pointed out, was really personal. It was a personal decision to tell the story. You were discovering things about your grandfather that you didn't know. What part of the book did you have the hardest time writing? And maybe it's more than one, but what sticks out in your mind is, boy, this was really a difficult story for me to tell.
My grandfather's death on a park bench. I really felt him there with me as I was typing the words. My stomach was tied in knots, and I felt the pain as it was if it was happening to me. It was weird.
Well, that comes across, and reading that, I had the same reaction. Just in talking about it, setting the stage for the interview today, I can see him on the park bench and dying with family members so close by in the graveyard. It's a very touching scene that you portray in your book. Mm-hmm. Which of the characters that you bring to life in this book do you relate to the most?
My mother, Millie, really. Her interpretations of her life as a child and a young adult were truly enlightening. She'd suffered as a result of losing her mother to death when so young. She was only 11 years old. And her father then became a gentleman on the road. Writing Finding Harry brought everything back to her. Emotions were on an all-time high, similar to myself. That's how I was feeling too.
I certainly can imagine that as you're telling the story. And again, this is a true story, done research and family knowledge by Judy as to the lives of her grandparents. Book, again, available worldwide wherever books are sold, directly to Amazon, but the usual places as well. Once you write the book, you need a title that will capture somebody's attention. How did you come up with the title for the book, Finding Harry, A True Love Story?
That was easy. Harry was my grandfather, and with the help of my sister, we'd found him. Finding Harry, A True Love Story, felt so right for the title. Once an unknown character, Harry had been found.
So often they come up with something, they try to be too clever in titling a book, and you don't understand what the book is about. We understand with the simplicity of the title, Finding Harry, A True Love Story, the essence of the story. Judy Prescott, the author, is our guest on the program. How long have you been writing, and when did it start? I mentioned the beginning came when you had an illness. When did you start writing, and how long has it been?
I started writing in 2011. I was recovering from breast cancer, and I've continued writing ever since. It was basically finding out about my grandfather, Harry, whilst recovering, that started me writing in the first place. Writing was my way of keeping my brain active whilst my body attempted to repair itself. I still struggle mobility-wise, but enjoy focusing on putting pen to paper. And it keeps me going throughout retirement now.
That's fascinating that you were able to take the situation you were going through and find a whole new occupation in life, haven't you, that you've been able to write these books, enjoy telling the stories, have an audience mm-hmm. that enjoys having Judy tell these stories. Judy Prescott, our guest on the program. Mm-hmm. As you're writing a book like this, are there benefits to modeling a character after someone you know? Is that a benefit as you're telling the story, you actually know these people?
Yes. I think it gives you a story. You're telling a more lifelike effect. More characters are usually based on personalities known to the writer, with a little tweak here or there. I've got two sisters, and like I say, one of them, a lot of my characters are based around her, and she does laugh at it.
That's nice that she's able to be the role model
and laughs about that.
It's nice that you've got somebody like that that you can use in your books. Mm-hmm. The book is Finding Harry, A True Love Story. The author, our guest, Judy Prescott, on This Week in America. Link to our website and Amazon page by going to thisweekinamerica.us. The title, Finding Harry, did you find Harry in writing this book? And what was the reaction of family members with the research and the story that you've told? It sounds like there were surprises along the way for you and probably other family members as well.
It was a secret between me and my sister, finding all the information. And I was prodding my mother without her realizing it. And she was a little bit... thinking, why are you asking all these questions? But I persevered, and I finally had the book published 3 weeks before my mother died. And she loved it.
I was going to say, what spectacular timing that you had, that she was able to see the finished product. What did you learn? You mentioned there were surprises as you wrote about your grandfather, and opinions changed as you found out more and wrote more. How did writing this impact the vision of your grandfather, the remembrance of your grandfather? What impact did it have, if it had any, on how you remember him?
It did. He was, and I hate the word, he was a vagrant, a tramp for 30 years, walking the streets. And I think as children, we felt he'd abandoned his own children, my mother, my auntie, and my uncle. But once we put everything together, we realized he hadn't abandoned them. And it was just the way life was. And the ladies of the era took over, took the children, and left him on his own.
Interesting how, because of this, that memory has changed of your grandfather and who he was. The book is Finding Harry, A True Love Story. As you're writing all of the other books, let's talk about the writing process. Do you have a set time that you write? It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to commit to writing for the next couple of hours? Or is it something when you feel the urge to tell the story and the story in your mind at least is continuing, you sit down and write? How structured are you in your writing?
It's I write better late at night, if I'm honest. And I sit there with a notebook and scribble. And then the next day I will type what I've written and see how it looks.
When you're writing, do you use like a structure? Do you use an outline? Probably more difficult for nonfiction, but in terms of fiction, do you have that sort of laid out in your mind where the story is going to go? Or do you sort of let the story take you where it's going to take you once you start telling the story and develop the characters?
In nonfiction, I know where it's going. In fiction, I will be honest, I do one chapter and then I think, where am I going next? So I never know how the fiction ones are going to end because I keep on writing a chapter and then make a decision afterwards where I'm heading that to. I don't plot it out. I really don't plot it out. I just keep going and think of something and then it goes that way.
It's amazing the number of writers who do that. I guess you're taught that, you know, have the structured outline, then go back and fill in with the story. And so many successful writers like yourself do it the other way. They sort of let the story develop as they're telling it. It's probably different. You've got a story you're outlining as opposed to a story you're actually taking and telling. And then maybe it goes in a different direction. Our guest is Judy Prescott, coming to us via Skype from South Wales. She's a published author. How has this been for you, being a published author? I mean, a few years ago, if we would have said, Judy Prescott, you're going to write a number of books, you probably would have said, I'm going to write a book. What's this been like for you, being a successful published author?
It's a little bit weird, really, because obviously growing up, the onus was on my children and my husband. And now that they're all grown up and I've got 6 grandsons myself, and I'm a widow, I feel that I can write and I want to write. It just keeps me focused. As an instance, I did start writing a book when my husband was diagnosed with lung cancer. I did 2 chapters and then I put it to the back of my mind, left it and concentrated on looking after him. And he was 3 years with lung cancer before he passed away. After he died, I made the decision to book a month away, took my laptop with me. And from then on, I carried on writing that book, which is The Other Suitcase.
And those books, that book's available and you'll find it Amazon, Judy's website, judyprescott.ampbk.com. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead and finish the story and going away and writing the book.
Yes. Yeah. And it was just, I thought, right, I'm going away for a month. In the sunshine, I'm taking my laptop with me, I'm taking these chapters that I've written, and I'm going to carry on with it, and that's what I did.
Now, it's a very touching account of you, your husband, what everyone was going through, and again, the book available at Amazon and judyprescott.ampbk.com. A couple more minutes left in the interview. I will give you that the web address for Judy before we leave again. And all of this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mention working on the sequel. Are you working on any other books or have any other ideas, fiction or nonfiction, you're working on?
Yes, I have just started another one. It's in its early stages. I don't know where it's going because it's nonfiction. Only time will tell, really.
interesting when the readers are figuring out where it's going, and as Judy was writing it, she's writing it, figuring out where it's going to go. So we have that in common with the writer. Judy, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again and talk about the follow-up book to Finding Harry, A True Love Story, and the other books as well. Judy Prescott has been our guest. Her website, I'll give this to you one more time, but I'll link on our website, judyprescott.ampbk.com. Book available, Amazon, wherever books are sold. Judy, congratulations on the success of Finding Harry, A True Love Story, a remarkable story, so well told, a reflection on a time and period that's fascinating for all of us to see what families were going through and the sacrifices, the juggling they had to do to try to keep their families together. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I can't wait to see this on the big screen with Dustin Hoffman as the late character.
Would that be nice?
Would be great.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And hopefully that will happen. Judy Prescott has been with us on the program from South Wales. Video portion of this, of course, available on our YouTube channel, or go to thisweekinamerica.us. Click on videos. You'll find it there. Or easier yet, just sort of Google it. You'll find it. Judy Prescott, judyprescott.ampbk.com is our website. Book available at Amazon. This book, Finding Harry, A True Love Story. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.